All right, Cole, what are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, if you take off your blindfold, you can see that I have pulled some strings and I got us onto the decommissioned set for Cutthroat Kitchen.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
I know, right? It's a little bit dusty. It hasn't been used for a few years, but there's always hope that the show will come back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would watch it.
Definitely. I just ran out of Cutthroat Kitchen episodes, and it's a real bummer.
I paused on Camp Cutthroat because I've been watching just one episode a week because I'm watching it with my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah?
So to fill the void of like absolutely vapid food nonsense, I've been watching Man vs. Food clips on YouTube.
Of course.
Did you know that after the Man vs. Food guy quit, they recruited a real gormless, charismaless dude to do it?
Oh no.
There's a guy named, there's like the Casey years. This guy named Casey, who I love the idea that like, he's like, man, I can't do this big toll on my body. And someone's like, me.
put me in, coach.
He's not nearly as charismatic as Adam. Like he's fine. Like, uh-huh. I bear with this guy, no ill will, but it's just like, I'll do it. I'll eat it. It's a very funny like career move.
I'll sacrifice my body. Yeah.
Yeah. He's not as good with the volume challenges, but he's slightly better with the spice challenges.
Okay. I can see that changing things. Yeah. So what I've done is there were just some bobs just kind of hanging around. And I figured if I asked the Bobs to go grab us a game and put it on the dumbwaiter, they don't really know what's going on. So well, that's basically randomization.
They come with the lease.
Hot and cold running Bobs is what you got. So I'm going to knock on the dumbwaiter here. We're going to see what comes down. Oh, this is Japanese. Wait, okay, let me pull out my phone and take a photo of this and translate it. It is, okay, Gourmet Sentai Barayara. Gourmet Warriors.
New. Weirdly enough. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Abject Suffering, where we practice Fibonacci Fap February. Train your body to nut 300,000 times a day by the end of the month.
It's a thinker. That's a way Homer is what it is.
Yeah. It's a lot of nut.
I mean,
come in dust.
Just don't know. It's over. Oh no, my marrow.
Yeah, it's all coming out. None of it's coming out right.
Oh,
and you.
Come. Okay, I got a character for you. No, the this is a Cole pick is what this is. It is a beat 'em up called Gourmet Warriors. I spotted this in the wild because it got a fan translation and then an actual official release is what this was in English for the first time. What this is a
beat 'em up. You can also buy it on Steam, by the way.
Weird.
You can just play it. This is the easiest way to play it, but it's $12.
Right.
So you should emulate it. But if you want to pay for it, you can.
Yeah. I mean, don't like there's charms, which we'll talk about, but that's a beat 'em up. Like if you know beat 'em ups, you know beat 'em ups. Man, how do you get into this game? Gourmet factors in, but not as much as you would like.
Yeah, it's the Choaniki brawler.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
It's made by the people as well, and there's lots of Choaniki DNA. And
oh yeah.
For people who never listened to the Choaniki episode or know Choaniki is a series of side-scrolling shoot 'em ups, which instead of ships and hazards, it's oily muscle men.
Yeah. It's oily muscle men on a quest across the galaxy for protein powder. And all of the levels are these incredibly fun, surreal, like psyche scape kind of deals. Yeah.
A lot of Greek statuary
Yes.
Because the developers of that game realized that ancient Greece and Rome was all about man-on-man butt sex.
Yep.
Unlike internet philosophers and culture, you know, shithead reactionaries who were like, yes. Ah, yes, the Roman Empire,
yeah.
Famously brought low by yeah. immigration and things that map on to today, as opposed to like, no, it's a lot more complicated than that. And every single Spartan you idolize was just like fucking yeah. balls deep in another Spartan.
Yeah. It's also really funny.
Ram Ranch. It's like Rome Ranch. It is what they called it. 18 Spartans.
It's also very funny that the current meme in the conservative shithead verse is grooming. Oh, Disney's groomers or whatever. And it's like, hey, you with your obsession with Rome and Greece as like the cradle of the Western world and your weird idea yeah. that it was racially homogenous. Yeah. Hey, what do you think went on there, bud?
Yeah. It's when you have an entire side of the political spectrum that's never had a genuine thought.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to derail us too into that this early, but like the grooming stuff, I've been doing a better job about staying off Twitter.
Oh yeah. yeah.
And stuff, but I end up getting wind of that stuff. And it's so just like, I understand the whole point of it is for me and for reasonable people to be like, you gotta be shitting me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, you gotta be shitting me.
You gotta be shitting me. Like,
you know,
really?
You don't believe this. Nobody yeah. who's saying this believes it. You're just mm-hmm. so obviously full of shit, and it feels repulsion. Like you don't believe this.
Nope.
You know, people are arguing with Tim Heidecker being like, "Oh, you're a pedophile because you're in Hollywood." I'm like, Tim Heidecker's not a fucking pedophile.
Oh, that's been going on for years. They think Vic Berger yeah. is like involved in QAnon shit. You know, and that's just yeah. because he prominently edited videos of Trump. You know, for comedy. Yeah. So suddenly,
it's vengeance. It's ugh. Yeah, it's so gross.
Hate it.
I wanted more food to be part of this.
So did I. With a name like Gourmet Warriors, really it did. It might as well just be called Grocery Warriors. So like when you
also a good name.
Yeah, yeah. When you kill enemies, they will drop, you know, shellfish or lobster or vegetables, things like that. After you finish a level, after you beat a boss, you get to pick two of your ingredients that you found. And then this little chef bot will cook them up, and then you get like a little stat boost off of the back of that, and it'll recover some yes. of your health. But like, aside from that, the food doesn't really factor in. It's just that you're playing as these three like super soldier people, who have been put together to fight off this, this vague threat in a, you know, cyber future Tokyo yeah, kind
Zeus
of deal.
Heaven Magic City.
Yeah. God, that's a good name. Zeus Heaven Magic City.
You're Bonjour, Mademoiselle, and Trebian are the three characters.
Yeah.
Bonjour, Diamond Gem. instead of food enemies, which is what I wanted, you do have some weird enemies.
Yes.
That are kind of fun. I love the little guy.
The little guy. The little guy surprised yeah. me because, it's a two-part thing. You get like a robot head that is roaming around on the floor, and it does like little breath attacks on you and stuff. And it kind of looks like he has like a weird little antenna on top of him. Mm-hmm. But then you realize after you destroy the robot head, what you thought was the antenna is actually a tiny little dude who was piloting this thing around, and he is able to fight you.
It's real cute. He's yep. like the side, like halfway up your shin.
Yeah.
And he does little fighting moves and stuff and jumps on you and everything. And he's real hard to hit because he's little. It's real cute. And you can be him. There's a way to play this game where you can play as any of the characters in it.
Yeah.
Like, through the game. And you can be him wearing a little mine. and if you walk up, you just blow up and die.
Yeah.
You get to kill an enemy, but then it's game over. It's real cute.
Yeah.
The other thing it does is there's a button, a dedicated posing button.
Yeah.
For like Cho and Nikki reasons, where you just like show off your muscles.
Yeah, you do little flex, like a Trebian. He's like a cyber samurai kind of guy, so he does like a little like squat pose, and a little Japanese flag fan pops up on him. Bonjour is like yeah. a muscle dude. Madame is a kind of like a Chun-Li stand-in. She does like she points her butt to the camera.
Yeah, and she's got big childbearing hips.
Oh yeah,
and just like a real big juicy butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the game. It's the thing that's frustrating to me, I didn't find out about this until later. So when I played it, I was like, why do all these fucking characters have so much health?
Yeah.
Every fight takes the amount of, like, it's not dangerous like a boss fight, but it takes the amount of time as a boss fight. And it's because the gimmick behind this mechanically is that you do super moves.
Yes.
The super, like, you will do barely chip damage to a boss by doing your basic punches and kicks. You're supposed to do these like complicated throws and grabs and shit.
Yeah.
Which is kind of an idea. It is not communicated to you in game.
No. Like, it feels like it is made for people who are just kind of like over regular brawlers, you know, where it's just like the punch and then maybe do a jump diagonal jump kick kind of deal. Like, this is for people who know how to, you know, frame jab and initiate grabs and stuff like that without having dedicated buttons or combinations to make that happen.
I feel like the brawler where you have a fighting game as your control is something that has been like floating around the periphery for a really long time.
Yeah.
You know, so like you'd end up with Sub-Zero Mythologies or that Batman Super Nintendo game, which is basically you're a fighting game and you hit guys with brawler moves on the side. The thing nobody thought about when they came up with that idea is that it is really slow paced.
Yes.
You gotta keep moving in a brawler.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the second you're spending too much time on a screen, it gets pretty boring pretty quick.
No, that arrow needs to constantly be there saying, go right, go right, go right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it ends up being kind of a disappointing game. And I would probably say that I am a fan of brawlers. Like, I think brawlers are kind of good.
Yeah.
Not good, but like I have fun with them. Right. Like,
right.
You know, I'm pretty excited about that Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of over it. So
nothing wrong with that too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Go with God. But like, I played a lot of Hyperstone Heist as a kid and just tappa tappa. Yeah.
Yeah. Turtles in Time is the kid. I wanted to play the weird Game Boy games.
Oh yeah.
I remember playing those. That's the big thing.
No, I had the second one. That was fun. Cause they had the skateboarding levels in it.
Yeah. Fall of the Foot Clan.
Yep.
Yeah. That stuff was, to me kind of fun.
Yeah.
So I can still play a beat 'em up. And if I'm in an arcade, I think it's a fun way to use a quarter.
Oh yeah. And like beat 'em ups are a good way to get a theme, you know, like the play is effectively the same, but like I will fire up the Simpsons, the Simpsons beat 'em up because it is fun to, you know, beat people to death with Homer's bowling ball. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Just literally just crush their skulls.
Yeah.
You know, stomp them.
Yeah. You know, and there's a wide variety. So like there's Sunset Riders, there's Alien versus Predator and stuff. And like, as I've been messing around with my little emulation handheld and the, you know, the MAME and Capcom machines on there, I've definitely fired those up. And it's like, yeah, this is fun to play for 10 minutes until I am tired of tappa tapping. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's they don't have a lot of staying power as a genre.
Yeah.
And they're not designed to.
Nope.
You know, they keep, even like the ones that are made to, like, even something like Castle Crashers, which I liked, like I had fun playing Castle Crashers.
Yeah.
I eventually got pretty bored of, like, me and Derek kind of ended up spite beating it because
the
loot treadmill and stuff on it was still just not quite enough. You know?
Yeah. Is the Scott Pilgrim game a beat 'em up, or is that more of like a River City Ransom kind of deal?
I would consider River City Ransom to be a beat 'em up.
Oh,
so I would say yes to both.
Okay. Yeah.
Like River City Ransom, I think is like an elevated beat 'em up.
Yeah,
but I still think it's a brawler.
No, I could see that.
And it's a lot like that's what the Scott Pilgrim game is like, and it's real good.
Yeah.
It's it also requires rigor, which is rare.
Yeah.
You have a lot of tools and stuff, but it's not mindless. Like it's pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, the fun economy in that game.
Yeah, I was happy to see that it got re-released, just because I like games being rescued from Xbox Live Arcade and stuff like that. But unless somebody like backs up for WAF, I'm not necessarily clamoring for it. Also, I don't really have any affection for the property. I never saw the movie or read the manga. Yeah.
Yeah. If you never, then there's no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's fine. It is a fine genre. It's perfectly cromulent without being anything particularly special.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was disappointed by the lack of emphasis on food and by, disappointed in lack of emphasis on food and happy to see some of the Choaniki stuff in this.
It really suffers in comparison to the Chad Ninja Baseball Batman.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is very on theme.
Yeah.
Like that's a baseball themed beat 'em up where you fight a lot of baseballs and bats.
Oh, everything is baseball themed. Yeah.
Yeah. Very baseball. There's only a little food. which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But you know. nothing wrong with like somebody dropping a ingredient and you later cooking it. I just like punching a guy into some sugar comes out of him, and then like you later incorporate that into a nice, you know.
I just like the idea. You just wail on somebody until they disappear, and it's like, well, they're not really doing anything with their lobster. I'd be ashamed to let it go to waste.
Yeah, kind of like a waste the floor lobster.
Nope.
Make a dish out of it. The funniest joke in the Scott Pilgrim movie and the comic is the first time he vanquishes someone and they just explode into like 73 cents. And he just like picks it up. He's like, cool, 73 cents. River City Ransom. There. I want to watch the movie Food Fight. Like that CG movie about all the brands.
Yeah.
It's not adapting a game though, so we can't really justify it.
You know, I have considered proposing the, it's probably not good to do this on air. It'd be nice to find a way to do that, but like I would want to associate it with something else, like not make a show, but just like a Duck Feed Presents. Like, if we have a light day on the schedule, but we don't have light days on the schedule.
No, and I don't have light days to just watch a, you know, random movie in addition to everything else. Like, it would have to be for an extant show.
Yeah,
you'd have to replace work that I'm already doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
no,
but I want an excuse to watch it. I want to watch the Mr. Pringle man, like go to town on a bunch of now and laters or whatever. Mr. Peanut suck off a Aunt Jemima.
There's no going to town. It's a, you're thinking a sausage party. The Food Fight's like a, it's brands. It is brands chastely enacting, like it's a Holocaust story is what it is.
Do you know that it's chaste?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. Like you're not just shitting on my imagination.
There are, I'm not just shitting on your imagination. There are off-color jokes, like I think maybe like way too crude of jokes, because you got Charlie Sheen as the main voice actor or whatever. But that is wildly eclipsed by the sheer inappropriateness of the fact that again it is an extended Holocaust metaphor. Where all of the brands are being taken over by the Nazi like store brand generic kind of stuff. It's fucking wild.
The motivation is there.
Yeah.
Like, it's very nakedly gross.
Yeah. Like,
that's why you should buy Pringles.
That's why you should
buy Pringles. It'll hurt the Pringles feelings if you don't.
You're going to go shop at Aldi? Oh, heil, Führer. Mm. Like,
yeah. When you shop at Aldi, you shop with Hitler.
I mean, it is a German chain.
Yeah, it is very much Aldi. Oldest. The, it sounds funny. It sounds funny and good. I like the idea of just a free floating Pringles brand having agency. You know, like it's enough. You know, corporations are people.
Yeah.
In Shadowrun, they made corporation country. Mm-hmm. What if they made Pringles a country or Pringles a person? You know, get more granular.
Yeah. You know,
Pringopolis.
Yeah. We got the skyscrapers figured out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, the sour cream highway.
Nope,
accidentally said something horrifying.
Yeah.
Thought I was.
Yeah, you wouldn't ever wonder when you're having a rough time with your lady. You have to take the sour cream highway.
Okay, Dom DeMillo. What?
Like you're in the doghouse with the little lady, and it's time for the sour cream highway.
I didn't mean to speak that horrifying thing into the world.
Mm-hmm.
Apologies.
It's sour too. It's not just cream, which would already be bad.
No.
Oh man. But yeah, you got to come up with a digression for us, man. You gave us this.
I did give us this. Yeah. So my digression material is real light. I'm doing something this weekend that'll absolutely be a digression. But the thing about this weekend is I haven't done it yet.
That's the thing that's true most weekends in the future.
Yeah. I could talk about the little riser that I built to put my TV over top of my sound
bar. No,
can't do that.
Preview this weekend. Just say give us the sizzle reel, and then we'll actually follow through in the future.
Yeah, I'll preview it. I am going to get a Falcon experience.
Oh fuck, dude.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yep. So it's
that's really cool. What brought that on?
No, it's an early birthday present. Chris saw it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Can I sidebar real quick?
You can.
Chris is the one who got your niece the indoor skydiving experience and stuff too.
Yes.
What a God tier gift giver.
We've talked
about it before, but Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Like, Chris is amazing at that.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. It's honestly unfair because it cannot be reciprocated. Like, yeah. You can try.
What do you get for a man like that?
It's really hard, you know?
Yeah. Like, good Lord. That is a good gift.
It's a really good gift. So it's combination Christmas and birthday. So it's a pretty big thing, but yeah, we're going there. It's out in the woods. And then we're going to stop and get some lunch, and it'll be a Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that we're putting this on record. So in the future, like when you come back with an eye patch to show the thing is back, we've had it foreshadowed.
Yeah. No, I just, boy, my sizzle reel about a Falcon experience is raising a lot of questions about my eye patch.
Yeah. Yeah, when Pappy McBoyle or whatever, like, yeah. just takes you out.
My extremely deep talon wounds.
It'd be pretty cool, though. Like, how do you think your life would change if you were a podcaster, but instead of just being a podcaster, you had three cool talon scars over your eye?
I mean,
like in the character creator, you add some cool razzle dazzle.
Yeah, just popped those decals on. I don't think my life would be very different. I mean, it'd suck not to have depth perception. I like that. Perceiving depth is pretty important for, I don't know, brushing your teeth. What, I would just end up brushing air? Come on.
Well, and the big thing for me, because I was thinking about this a lot when I mentioned this off mic, I think, but Pocket sneezed directly into my eye.
Oh, yeah. How's that progressing?
It was like one of those things, like, you know, and you're playing a video game and they're like, get really close with a shotgun. If you hit with every pellet, it'll do enough damage to one shot this. You know, you can crown the witch in Left 4 Dead if you hit with every pellet.
Yep.
Pocket crowned my eyeball real good. Like every particulate of sneeze got inside my eyeball.
Oh, it wasn't in a blink. If it was a camera, you would have blinked, but it was a cat mouth and
didn't
nose.
Expect it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No warning, no wind up. It was real sore the next day.
Okay.
Which had me real worried. This was me thinking that I was also contemplating like Cyclops life.
Okay.
And the thing I was thinking about is that it would make doing my job very hard because it's hard to play video games.
Yes.
You know, with no depth perception. I don't know what I would do if I did that, but it's mostly gotten better.
Okay. Good. Good.
I looked up online too. I was like, what if a cat sneezes in your eye? Are you okay? And everyone's like, you fucking idiot. Of course you're okay. I was like, well, what do you mean? Of course I'm okay. You told me before that if he licks my lips, I'll die. You know, like.
This seems way more.
Gaslighting the internet.
It seems way more sensitive.
Yeah.
Set the bar, please. For God's sake.
It's like it's fine so far. Luckily, okay. No. It is the eye that has the weird bump on it though.
Oh, no. Like, well, I mean, so yeah, if you had to lose one, like what you don't want to do is like, okay, sneezes in one eye and that goes away. Then the bump goes beast mode.
No. The bump sneezes back. Yeah. I just hear it from like behind my ocular socket.
Yeah. And it propels your eye out of its socket. Yeah.
Whoopsie doodle.
I'm still baffled at how a doctor found something on the back of your fucking eye, dude.
I found something on the back of my eye and went to the doctor consequently.
How did you find, I mean, okay, back of your eye. Can you define?
This is a famous guppy bit.
Okay.
But I need you to imagine a super clock. there's a certain second of the audience that is crossover that is hopefully fist pumping right now. I was trying to describe to Will super clock, which is imagine a clock.
Okay, so
that is a sphere.
At the North Pole is obviously 12 noon. Okay.
Yes. But right. On multiple axes. Because it's a sphere. It's not, you know. Then my bump.
Okay, tell me where your pupil is. Okay, tell me where your pupil is.
Your pupil is in the center of the clock.
What?
Okay. So imagine super clock staring at you. Wait, the funny thing about this when it was the guppy arc is Will spent a lot of time giving me shit about this, and then a fan did fan art of the super clock that got it in one. Like, they just immediately knew what I meant by super clock. Okay. Not just from the word, but when I described it.
Okay. So it's not North Pole. Like you're saying that noon is like prime meridian zero.
Noon.
Okay.
Noon is North Pole.
Noon is North Pole.
The pupil of the eyeball is where the hands of the clock go, where they originate.
Right? Okay. Oh, wait. Okay. So the hands are not originating from the center. I'm just doing the fucking
bit.
That
is the center. The pupil is the fucking center of your eye.
No, Gary. God damn it. Your eye is a fucking sphere.
But it's still the center. Like if you were to poke a hole through the middle of the earth. So imagine. Okay. Imagine the earth. I should have just done it this way.
Okay. Imagine the earth. Okay.
Okay. And it's the meridian, the Mercator map that we've all seen. North America in the upper left.
Okay.
You know, Europe in the upper right, South America.
Okay.
My bump is probably in the far western edge of Alaska.
Okay. So
we're off the coast of that. So like you can't really see it from the front of the globe.
Okay. You know,
it's around back a little bit, but it's not all the way around back.
All right. Okay, so it's on the far side of it. Okay, it's on the far side of your eye, like over toward like the temples.
It'd be pointing right above my ear.
It'd be okay. There we go. I'm picturing a super clock. God damn it. Okay,
It's hard to understand about super clock.
Gary, the super clock that I'm picturing has the hands emerging from the center of the sphere, which would be the core of the earth, and pointing from the inside to different points on the surface. Okay.
Well, that's one way to do it. In my conception, the hands are on the surface of the super clock where the pupil would be.
Okay. But do they reach all the way to the other? Are they telescoping? Do they reach all the way to the other side? Okay.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So.
So in that conception, it's like 10 a.m. by like 5 p.m. in super clock terms.
Okay.
If you're going to go by both those different axes.
Okay.
You know, again, somebody drew it. I had to find I don't know why I haven't saved the drawing of super clock.
Okay. So
I've never felt more seen than when someone was just like, yeah, well, you fucking idiot. Here's super clock. And I'm like, thank you.
Okay. So in my conception, all right. So 10 a.m. would be the horizontal. Okay. So it is pointing. Yes. So it is pointing toward the back. All right.
Yes.
And then the 5 p.m. So it's down. It is down.
It's actually, reverse them. It's actually up.
Okay.
It's up and
like
back.
So it'd be like 10 and one is what it is what you're kind of describing. In my conception.
Yeah. That works. But it'd be like 5 PM on the front axis.
Okay.
But if you switch to the other axis, it'd be like a one.
Okay. There we go.
It's back into the right. I wish I had just said pointing towards my ear.
Yeah.
I first described it. But
it being on the outside and over by the temple makes way more sense to me.
Yes,
because I was like, what kind of deep space eye finger shit are you doing to get off, dude?
Oh no, I finger my eye all the time. So it was just, I grabbed my eyelid and looked all the way to the left.
Okay.
Bringing the back of my eye towards the right side of my eyelid.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's where I felt it.
Okay. So like if you were like, just like rubbing your temple and your eye was pointing, and your right eye was pointing to the left, you could probably feel like a little outdent, right?
Not if I'm rubbing my temple, but if I'm rubbing my eyelid.
Right. Yeah.
It's not so, you know, protruding
right.
that it goes to my temple. That would be, I would insist the doctor did something then.
Right. Well, I mean, it'd be real inconvenient. You can move your eye and it'd be like having a ding dang egg in there. Yeah.
Yeah. I love my eye. Don't want that to happen.
Right. So okay. So Pocket sneezed into the right eye. What position is super clock did he sneeze on?
It's very hard to say at the dead center of the clock.
Okay. So like right in the center of the eye. So you have
the entire clock face.
Okay. All right. So like you had your eye open, like you were getting LASIK, and then got inside there, inside the vitreous humor. Okay.
Yeah. I was petting him and he decided to make a sneeze.
Gotcha.
and fucked me over in the process.
You lost your dang eye. Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe you want to get an eye wash station because they only have those in science places, but I also need to wash my eye.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine if you asked real nice, they would like somebody would install one. Like, it'd be weird. You can use it as a bidet. It's fine.
The if I were a dreams billionaire, I think I would have that going
using
on.
An eye wash station as a stand up bidet.
Yeah. Just spidle on up. Just, this unwashes eyes. Yeah. If you were a janitor, like a night janitor at a science college.
Oh, I'd be tempted.
What would you do with an eye wash station?
I'd be tempted.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Man.
God.
Fun times.
The eye wash station in the science in the chemistry lab, it was real tempting. Like, I just kind of wanted to mess with it, but like, it looked real official, and it kind of seemed like if I pressed it, it'd be kind of like an airbag going off. Like, they have to
or an alarm would set off.
Yeah, an alarm would set off. Like, oh, we have to like get a professional in to like, you know, recharge this. Like it's a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, or like a CPR, like a defibrillator.
Yeah, yeah, the AED. You
know? Like the Oculon alarm would go off in the dean's office, and you had to dispatch some eye troopers.
Yeah, so somehow it cost the school $25,000. Like, okay,
it's off the presses. Okay, restart them. Takes 6 hours.
Oh God! No more drama department this year. Cole,
yeah, sorry.
Cole used the eye wash.
Cole decided to wash his already clean eyeball.
Yeah. God. Yeah. You know what I want? So, the countertop can be made of a lot of different materials. What True. I want is a tabletop or a countertop that is the exact, like, weird black formica, like solid black formica material of a high school science lab.
Yeah. That'd be great.
That's really satisfying.
Very nostalgic material.
Yeah. It's so cool to the touch, you know, like just if you get finished with the test and you want to take a little nap, you just put your cheek down to that. And it's just so chilly. Yeah.
Sounds comfortable. I keep thinking of deranged billionaire things that like I would do if I could just build a house from scratch. And a lot of it's like themed rooms.
Oh, of course. You know?
And I have no nostalgia for science lab in school, really, but I do like those tops.
Yeah.
You know, having a little science room that had those would be real fun. And I would just do like, it'd be the Venture Brothers. I'd do like Shrinky Dinks and shit.
Yeah.
Like I'm doing real science.
You know? Oh, you get a vent hood. You know, instead of like, you know, doing any like real, like fume heavy things, you make it into a gigantic bong. You pack a bowl on top of a Bunsen burner, and then the vent hood sucks it out, and instead of venting outside, it vents directly into your lungs.
You hook it up. Be incredible. The Science Academy.
Yeah.
I would have a lot of fun with that. They had a similar countertop in one of the art rooms that I had as a kid.
Yeah.
And high school art rooms have a very specific vibe I would love to recapture.
Oh yeah.
And like a smell to them. Like high school art rooms are really special.
I never took high school art class, was the thing. You couldn't take art and choir at the same time. And I liked choir more than I
think you'd become too powerful. Why not?
Yeah, they couldn't keep you down. They didn't want you to become insufferable. You had to either be a choir kid or an art kid.
Be a theater kid. Like, yeah, just gotta keep all our dorks in the same lane.
Yeah, I couldn't take band, and I couldn't take art, but I had to prioritize choir because it was only offered during the first period. They could only do one or two sessions, and choir was always first period.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but it's like, you know, nothing about high school scheduling made sense.
Yeah. If I was a deranged billionaire, like obviously the house would be nice. I would run for sheriff.
Okay. Billionaire sheriff. I like where this is going.
Billionaire sheriff. Okay. Because I'm thinking like, how fun would it be to be a corrupt small town county sheriff?
Okay.
Not doing any like crimes, not doing anything heinous, like sabotaging the system from within. Okay.
Just letting everybody have their fun.
Yeah, like the, you know, not corruption, like, okay, we just we got to meet our beating quota, but corrupt, like incredibly lazy and like vaguely on the take, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what does having a being a billionaire have to do with this?
Well, you got to fund a campaign, right? And you got to have something to do if you're not working, you know?
At that point, I don't really need the money. Like, I'll just get kickbacks. Yeah. Because it sounds like you want to be a billionaire to find a way to make more money.
No. You got to be on the take to keep people honest, right? You got to keep them, you got to keep them beholden to you, you know? So nobody can
unsee you. The dream version of that, which you don't have to run for it or anything like that, is, and I've said this before, but it's being a cop in the Hot Fuzz world.
Oh yes. Yeah.
That's like the best job I've ever seen on a screen.
Oh yeah. Rescuing cats from trees and stuff like that. As long as you can, suffer the the murderous HOA to live. And I hate regular homeowners associations. Fuck you. You can't tell me what kind of mailbox I have. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when I thought of billionaire sheriff, I was thinking of like one Batman.
Okay, yeah,
who's pretty close to billionaire sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
As is, but then also just like you'd use your money to like in extravagant and ostentatious ways fight crime.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about fighting crime. In fact, I want far less crime to be fought. I want people to be safe, obviously, but like, you know, it's just Don't worry about it. I want to be a lazy corrupt sheriff.
Yeah. Like small town sheriff, like the cops in Willy's Wonderland.
Yeah.
Like most of the time you don't have to do anything.
Right.
Just hang out.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. You could also just hang out.
You could also just hang out, but you don't have the power. I want the respect that not even $1 billion can give me. I want the respect that a badge can give me.
Only a sheriff.
Yeah, that only a sheriff gets. Like, I could run for coroner or some shits and just kind of show up and like, fuck, man, he's dead. Billionaire
comptroller raises a lot of questions.
No, come on. You know, I deal with money enough already. I've got billions of dollars.
You'd hire a comptroller. Billionaire comptroller is a comptroller for a billionaire, I think.
Right.
And nobody wants that.
And you know, there's another part to the phrase. There's another part to the position, right? It's not just billionaire, it's deranged billionaire. You can't be a deranged comptroller. You can be a fucking deranged sheriff.
I bet you a deranged comptrollers use a lot of negative numbers.
Just imaginary like numbers
and stuff, like the budget is pi this year. You know. I like deranged comptroller. I don't know.
I don't know, my fantasy can't involve more spreadsheets than I already live with.
You're living that. It's no one's fantasy, you can tell because you're living it. I think I just cool house.
Yeah.
You know, and lots of separation of space, a lot of, like maybe not even one cool house, maybe like a city block, out in the country that is full of tiny homes that are themed after different things I like.
No, but what you want is a compound. This gets back to that. Like you gotta have a compound. At the very least, what I want is the Spencer Mansion plus the guardhouse. The guardhouse is very important.
Yes. And I would decorate it all, like all of the houses in Deathloop.
Oh yeah.
When you go to the library in the beginning of Deathloop, the way that that's decorated, like made my heart ache.
Oh, is that the one with the LARP? Is that what that is?
No, just the very beginning in the tutorial.
Oh yeah.
When you go to the library, like it just looks so cool.
Yep.
Like conversation pits.
Yeah.
Tons of record players everywhere. Everyone's got many magazine subscriptions.
Yeah.
It's the dream. Can you imagine being subscribed to many magazines?
Oh man, just the thriving print industry.
But a compound where it's like a series of those, and it's like here's the music room and it has all this cool music stuff, and here's the video game room, and here's the Magic the Gathering room, and here's my library and stuff like that.
The real magic wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be the things themselves, although the things would be nice, right? But like what being a deranged billionaire can buy you is a lot of space and a lot of distance. You know, I want to be far from people and have enough space to have the separation of initiatives and spaces and atmospheres to fully inhabit my deranged self in whichever flavor it's manifesting as today.
Yeah. I had a guest compound for when I, you know, because every once in a while I would have somebody you know, I'd have some people I'd see.
Oh, connected by a tunnel with a tram, like it's an airport. Yeah.
Yeah. Getting the people mover, you know, and they'll take you, but, so I could have guests and we just hang out for meals or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I guess I'm describing a thing that ends up having me have grotesque horror show mandatory dinners like Stalin, you know, where everyone lives in fear of me.
Where do you think you're going? Come on. Where do you think you're going?
It's only 2 a.m. Come on, tonight, guys. No. Well, do you want to rethink that? yeah.
So horrible. How quickly would it turn into Jesse's party from season 4 of Breaking Bad?
It'd be a real Jesse's party, like real fast.
Oh, you know, God.
There's no way it wouldn't be sad, ultimately.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the sadness is part of that.
I saw the video of that guy who recreated his basement to be like the 1990s Toys R Us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's the kind of bullshit I would do.
Oh yeah. As amazing as that is, there's a melancholy that's inherent to it.
100%. It's sad shit. Like just me just being like, all I want to do is feel like capture a little bit of a time in which I was more naive.
Yeah.
You know, that's literally all I want in the world. It's real disgusting in a way.
I want to feel that exact tile under my feet, you know, Give me the floor that I played Pokemon cards in. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can't recapture that shit, man.
Nope. It's gone.
I've said it before. Like, when's the last time you didn't know what time it was? It just doesn't happen anymore.
For a couple of blissful moments every day when I wake up.
Yeah. And then it goes away. And I'm just aware of what I have to do next and what I need to have done in a week and in two weeks and 3 weeks. And then what I should be working on for the year and et cetera. Just nonstop.
Yeah, just a constant dashboard of obligations and people that I am disappointing.
Yeah. Gourmet Warriors.
Gourmet Warriors.
If you like this show, head on over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yep.
And kick us some dollars.
Yeah, you can get bonus content, extra episodes of this show, whole other shows, all of that kind of stuff. Please leave a rating or review in iTunes if you can. I would appreciate it greatly. It'd be a cool thing to do.
We assume it helps.
Yeah. Nobody knows if it does. We just tell you to do it.
People lie about it all the time.
Yeah.
But we think it does. If you're getting this, or if you do patronize us, you get a bunch of bonus shows of this and a bunch of other shows. Mm-hmm. Even if you do not get patronize us, there are a bunch of other shows you should check out.
Yeah.
On the network. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why not?
It's there.
Give them a listen.
Please do. Go check out Orb. Go check out Everything to Guppy or Days of Future Cast.
Yeah. Enjoy.
If you liked the Super Clock.
You can find the origins. There's a whole Super Clock arc. I gotta find that. I gotta find that picture.
Please do. Cause I am still desperately confused.
I've never had somebody reach into my head and perfectly capture something I was talking about more than the person who drew Super Clock.
Oh, wow. So I'm happy you found that. I'm happy that you got to feel that.
Me too. It was a really good feeling.
Yeah.
What should they do until next time, Cole?
Well, until next time, skate or die, 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 die,